But right now, as we do every morning after a Cowboy game, win or lose, it's time to talk to the owner and general manager and the head coach. First, we say good morning and congratulations to Jerry Jones on a big win.
How about them Cowboys?
How about them Cowboys?
How about them Cowboys? I told you we could win a game without Jimmy Johnson, and now we have.
Well, you actually won a few without him.
But he was so overrated. Well, anyway, last night, there we were, playing up to the level of the stadium, playing up to the level of the stadium. That is our house, and no one beats us in our house except the Giants. But
right.
Nobody else. That's the house that Jerry built.
That's right.
You hear me?
Yeah, well, I hear you.
You hear me right now on AM radio?
I am, yes.
All right, let's bring on a conquering hero. You know him as Mr. Fix-It, ladies and gentlemen, Wade Phillips.
Hey, Jerry.
Hey, Wade.
We beat them Panthers, Jerry. How about that?
We sure did, Wade. Aren't you happy?
I'm so happy, Jerry. You know, I told the team last night, let's get going. And sure enough, we did, Jerry.
Sure did. And I tell you what, I was so happy I hugged my sons for the first time in 20 years.
That's something else, Jerry. Hey, how'd you like my defense last night, Jerry?
Yeah, that's a good point here, Wade. Let's talk about that defense. I want you to tell our listeners your intricate plan of attack for the defense last night.
Well, I told Bobby Carpenter to get out there and kind of raise his arms and get the crowd going.
Uh-huh.
And while he was doing that, I was on the sideline shouting, defense. Now I clap two times. Now I'd say, defense. Did I clap three times or two times? Anyway, I was yelling defense, and hot dang, it worked, Jerry.
Wait a second. That's it? That was your whole plan?
Well, yeah, pretty much. I said, get after it, and we got after it, and one football game. Now can I have my extension, Jerry?
Sure, I'll give you an extension cord if you promise to hang yourself with it.
Oh, God.
That's funny, Jerry. Hey, by the way, I got a question. How come my door to the coaching dressing room wouldn't open at halftime and I couldn't get out?
Here's a better question. How did you get out?
Well, I just used a battering ram and eventually got out of there and got back out and coached the second half.
I knew I shouldn't have let you have that battering ram in your office.
Yeah, I got to tell you, Jerry, though, that first half, I didn't feel so good.
Well, I noticed. I was wondering, you looked like you were as sick of your stomach as I was at halftime.
Yeah, I didn't feel too well, Jerry. It wasn't because we was down 7-0. I think I got into a bad batch of Huckleberry Fritters.
Oh, my God. How hee-haw is
fritters.
That? Well, you know, I pick my own Huckleberries, and I didn't realize they may have been sprayed by pesticides, Jared. I had a bellyache something fierce in that first half. But then once I had bathroom air, I felt better.
Oh, Coach.
You had what?
Bathroom air.
What is bathroom air?
That's so that air goes out your backside, Jerry. I had enough to drop a horse.
Well,
that's why Flozell went down?
I think so. He didn't. No one hit him. He just caught a whiff of my bathroom air, like to pass out.
Well, I was sick at my stomach because I was trying to figure out how to fire you at halftime and hire John Gruden right out of the booth.
That'd have been funny, Jerry. But that's unnecessary because I got control of this team, and we's 2-1 now, Jerry. Heading up.
That's right.
Everything's heading up except for one thing, Jerry.
What's that, Wade?
I'm afraid the FBI is after me.
The FBI?
Yeah. I got kind of a confession to make, Jerry. I've been talking a lot of trash in the Islamic jihadist chat rooms.
Oh, my God.
And the FBI has listed me as a person of interest.
Well, at least you're a person of interest to somebody.
Hey.
Oh, happy day.
All right, there they are. Jerry and Wade with us again. A little happier this morning than they were last week. It is 8:40.